HSC service plan for 2021 has raised concerns about the capacity of public hospitals to address the existing waiting list and meet the built-up demand created by the COVID-19 pandemic. And to discuss this, I am joined now by Professor Rob Landers, Vice President of the IHCA. Rob, I see on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, COVID halts 1 million hospital appointments. That's obviously of huge concerns to people like yourself. Are we in any way prepared to catch up with what we've missed already?
Unfortunately, we're not, Ciara. Good morning. The scale of the problem is absolutely, as you said, they're huge. We've missed over 900,000 people have missed an appointment since the start of the COVID pandemic. And, you know, on the back of that, we already had over 800,000 people waiting on one form of waiting list or another. So really, we have an incredible number of patients out there who have either missed an appointment or who are still on a waiting list. And they're going to be on waiting list for quite some time to come unless we put a plan in place to sort it out.
I presume the HSE would argue that they have put together a plan, and not even just talking about Sláinte Care. We're talking about that huge increase in budget, I suppose, for the HSE in terms of billions going forward, that some of which is obviously earmarked for COVID, but a lot of it isn't. Do you look at their plan and say it's not good enough?
Yeah, unfortunately we do. We don't see the level of detail in that plan, Ciara, that gives us much comfort in terms of addressing the waiting list. Yes, there is more money going into the health service, and that's a good thing. But you've got to remember, I suppose, we've spent the last 12 months firefighting now. We've been in a crisis. We've been in emergency mode, leading to the kind of figures we've already discussed. But we don't see in the National Service Plan, what we don't see is a good plan to get us out of this. There's little bits in there about how we're going to manage out the pandemic, but there's a secondary crisis coming down the track, okay. And we don't see the detail in the plan to address that.
Rob, we had little choice, but as you say, to be engaged in firefighting over the past year. What would you like to see in a plan going forward that might address some of your concerns?
I suppose what we don't see, what we would like to see in that plan, Ciara, first of all, is something to address the consultant recruitment crisis. We have 750 vacant consultant posts in the country. We have the lowest number of hospital consultants in the OECD. I mean, it really is a scandal that hasn't been addressed. So there is no mention of that being addressed in the National Service Plan. And that's something that the minister could sort out overnight if there was the political will.
And Rob, a lot of people would argue that, of course, you'd say that you're a hospital consultant. But do we need those 750 consultants if we are going to deliver outpatients, if we're going to deliver surgery, if we're going to deliver, I suppose, elective procedures? Does everything kind of crumble around that if we don't have those numbers?
It does, of course, Ciara. I mean, hospital care is provided ultimately by consultants. Consultants are ultimately responsible for every episode of hospital care. So if we have 750 vacant posts, and we've had those since 2012, they've been building up since then, since the pay disparity was introduced. If we don't have consultants, we simply can't provide the care. Now, you need a lot more than consultants. We need all the allied health professionals and the equipment and the beds to go with the consultants. But unless the consultants are in place, we're going to be going backwards. And this needs to be sorted out immediately. The minister has had plenty of opportunity to address this, and we're still waiting.
Okay.
So until we sort that out, we're in trouble.
With regard to the beds, I know that you have called for an increase in beds, but we did move a huge amount of, I suppose, patients from hospitals, from acute hospitals who were in long-term bed situations that shouldn't have been in the hospital. They're often referred to as bed blockers. It's a kind of an unseemly term. But we moved them out at the start of the pandemic. Did that not free up a lot of beds?
It did free up a lot of beds, I suppose. And look, the public health system did various deals with the private health sector to try and free up more beds. And all of these things worked to a greater or lesser extent. But of course, the beds that were freed up, Ciara, you've got to remember, were occupied a lot of the time by COVID positive patients, and we did have to kind of reduce the number of patients per room in the hospital. So in the last year, we've lost a lot of ground. We've lost, lost that 900,000 appointments lost to the system, and a lot of procedures and operations have been cancelled or postponed. So while some beds were freed up, that didn't really equate into capacity for providing care.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Rob Landers there, Vice President of the IHCA.